What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Happy holidays, my friend. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I super appreciate you. Here we are, the end of 2020. We've made it to the end of the year. Not that that really means anything because we have no idea what's going to be happening as we go into 2021, but I do love this time of year, not just because it's the holidays, but you know, we get to look back on the crazy year that it's been. And from a business perspective, we get to look at what worked, what didn't work, you know, where all the unpredictability came into the business and how we adapted to it or didn't adapt to it. And we get to look at, you know, what are the lessons that we learned? What are we going to do more of next year? What are we going to do less of next year? What are we going to try new and differently next year? And so that's what I want to use this episode and share with you what I learned for my business this year here in 2020. I also want to take the opportunity to I use this word very, very lightly. I want to set some predictions in the online business space for 2021. And when I say online business space, I'm referring to online course creators. Maybe you've got a membership or you're an online coach. I'm not going to be talking about e-com in the episode here. Okay. So I'm going to be sharing with you some trends that, or make some predictions that I see for 2021. Now, with that said, who knows what happens in 2021? As we learned from 2020, I mean, unpredictability is what we can predict, right? And so I'm also going to be sharing with you some ad predictions, some trends I'm seeing from the Facebook and Instagram ads perspective, and some things I see changing in 2021 that are really important that you understand, okay? So without further ado, let's cue the music and dive into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. Welcome back to the podcast, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 453 here of the Art of Online Business podcast. I can't even believe we've done that many episodes here, but I'm just getting started, my friend. So excited about this podcast. And that is one, here's a little hint about what's coming up. Podcasting. You've got to be podcasting. If you're not podcasting right now, you're missing a massive opportunity to just have an amazing experience creating a great connection with your target customers. Well, we'll talk about that in a few minutes here. And so as we are at the end of, we're in the holiday time, right? In December. And so I always like this time of year from, you know, looking back at the business and see what worked and what didn't work. And what are the lessons that I can learn from what we did and didn't do in the business. And also, I love to start planning the new year, but I also want to share with you what I see, some things that I see happening in 2021. And I really want to share some predictions with you, both in the online business space, but also in the ad space as well. And again, just as I mentioned at the top of the show, when I'm making these predictions from the online business space, I'm not referring to e-com. Okay, I'm talking about online course creators, maybe you've got a membership or you're an online coach. Okay. And so we'll get to the predictions in just a second. And I'll caveat that again with, you know, these are just predictions. Do I have any idea that these are going to come true? No, I have not. No, I don't. But there are some core foundational stuff that I'm going to share with you that I know is not going to change, that you've got to embrace as we go into 2021. Okay. And I'll get to that just in just a second. Because as you know, we know because of after the year that we've had in 2020, nothing is predictable, right? But I'm going to do my best here and give you some predictions. Now, just looking back on the year from a business perspective for me and my business, this was a growth year for the business. And so, excuse me, I apologize. This was a building year. 2021 is a growth year. So what I mean by that is we invested a lot of time and money and resources into making a whole lot of changes in the business. And you may have noticed some of these things. So number one, we have a brand new website. So if you've not yet checked it out, I'd love for you to check it out. RickMulready.com is the new website. It was designed by the amazing Elizabeth McCravey, and I could not be happier with the site. I've been in business now 7 years, coming up in a few weeks here in January 2021, and never before have I had a website that feels light and feels me than what we have right now. It's very clear to navigate. I just love it. So check it out. Let me know what your thoughts are. I'm going to have Elizabeth on the podcast here in the new year to talk about the whole process and stuff like that. The website I had before, I way overpaid for it. Huge learning lesson in 2018, and it was a debacle. And that is being kind right now. If I use the words I really want to use, I would be bleeping out right now. But anyway, got a brand new website. On that website, all new copy. The copy is reflective of the direction that we've been going in the business now for almost 2 years now. And that is the whole concept of I'm helping you optimize your online business, right? So for a long time now, I've been known as the Facebook ads guy, quote unquote. And that does not change, right? Because optimizing your business very much has to do with Facebook and Instagram ads. But there's so much more to it and so much more to growing your ideal business. And so what I'm helping you do is optimize the various parts of your business to get it to the point of what you want to get it to, whatever that looks like, six figures, seven figures, whatever that is, right? And so this whole messaging around optimization and ads and funnels and your team and your mindset and all that stuff, that's really now encompassed in everything that I'm doing. If you've been listening to the podcast here for a while, I started talking about this 2 years ago, right? But we just sort of made it official this year. So we got a brand new website, all new copy on the website. We got super clear on our messaging in addition to our copy and our audience, who we serve, right? We serve online course creators. Maybe you've got a membership program or you've got a coaching program. And we really have done an amazing job of digging in deeply into the pain points and challenges and what you're all looking for in your business or as a result of your business, where you're trying to get it to. And so this is a great lesson here. I mean, I've been doing this for 7 years now. I have a really good understanding of my target customer, but we took amazing leaps this year in further understanding it. And this is a constant work in progress to always understand. I want to understand your pain points as much as possible, where you are struggling in your business so that I can best help you. And so we got super clear in our messaging and our audience. We introduced a brand new offer. This is something that I've been thinking about now for about a year. Offer to Optimized. We launched it last month for the very first time in November. It was sort of a founding member launch, if you will. The price will never be as low. I basically gave it away for what the program is and also what it's going to be becoming as we move along here, because I'm going to be refining it and making it way even better than it is already. So we did new messaging, new copy, new sales page, all new content. We created all new content. And we took my Foundations Ads program, took all of that ad training content, updated all the ad training content, and it now lives inside of Offer to Optimized. And so all the ads training is updated with all the recent changes, and Facebook is released more changes, which I'll talk about here in a little bit. So we'll have to update that. But Offer to Optimized is, I mean, unlike any other program that I've ever seen out there. What it entails from start to finish. Now, Offered Optimizes for online course creators. Maybe you get a membership or an online coach. Notice clarity on audience, right? And this program helps you get to that consistent 5K month in revenue. And you already have an offer. You've got an offer, but you're struggling selling it. That's what OTO is all about. And OTO is for you if you are that person. And so we now have two very clear offers. We have a journey in the business, something that I've been looking for a while now. So we have Offer to Optimize, OTO, and then also our Accelerator program, which is our Accelerator coaching program. I'm very involved in the Accelerator program. And so this is more for upper level. You're doing north of 5K a month in your business and you want to up level. You want to optimize your business to six and seven figures. Okay, so we've recently, over this year, 2020, we've up-leveled that whole program as well. So I'm super, super excited about it and also making even more changes to it in the new year. The other thing that we did, which was brand new, again, this was a building year for us, we created a brand new free Facebook group community for course creators, online coaches, people who have memberships, etc., called the Optimize CEO Community. It is beyond what I had envisioned it. We already have like 1,200 or 1,300 members, something like that, in there. And we do live trainings in there. It's an amazing community. We have my team in there. I'm in there as well. And it's just a great community. If you want to check that out, it's totally free. rickmulready.com/group. Another thing that we did for the first time in January and March, I can't even, like, that seems like so long ago, we did paid workshops. So I did a paid workshop in January, all about ads targeting. And then in March, I did a paid workshop all about the Facebook Pixel. Both were extremely successful. I'd never done a paid workshop before. And we sold at the time when I had the Foundations program, which we don't have anymore. But at the time, I sold the Foundations program off the back end of those paid workshops. And it was extremely successful. I think the first workshop we did like 50K or something like that. And then in the March workshop, we did it right after COVID hit. And it was already planned and everything like that. And so we donated a whole bunch of money, proceeds from that workshop, to Feed America. And then also, again, we sold off the back end with our into our Foundations program. That was a ton of fun. Like, never before have I seen that kind of engagement and just the involvement of everybody who registered for that for those trainings. It was so much fun. And I plan to do that again at some point. Another thing that we did was we were an affiliate for my very good friend, Brandon Lucero, his Video 4X program. And that was in early March. And that was a huge success. And I learned a whole new way of promoting or doing affiliate promotions. And I'm going to promote his program again, starting January, somewhere around there, for his enrollment in early March. And I'm in his 4X program. He's a very good friend of mine. I have a lot of students who are in that program. And it's an awesome program. So that launch was a huge success. We changed up Accelerator to be open enrollment. And so we are accepting new members every single month. And it's a 12-month program, but you can join at any time. And so that was huge. And that was really cool to welcome people in when it was right for them. And then, as I mentioned, we launched OTO in November. So as you can see here, a lot of new things this year. And so that's why it was a building year for us. Now, because it was a building year, our profit margin was down this year because we spent more on all of these different things. Now, because all these things are already done, meaning I don't have to build a new website in 2021. If I do, that's a big problem. But 2021 is now a growth year because now we benefit from all of the building that we did and the investment that we did in the business in 2020. Okay, so now 2021 is a growth year. So now I want to shift into the lessons that we learned. Number one, I sound like a broken record, and I'm gonna continue to sound like a broken record for a very long time on this topic. You cannot know enough about your target audience, meaning researching, having conversations with them, learning about them, having built in surveys into your fulfillment system. I've talked about the three systems that you have to have in your business: the marketing system, the sales system, and the fulfillment system. Well, once somebody joins your program or your membership or whatever it is, you got to have built-in feedback where your students and customers can give you feedback on, you know, what they like, what they don't like, what would they like to see different, et cetera. Okay. So this is something that, as I mentioned earlier, we learned so much about our target customers this year. And I have a really good idea of my target customers because I've been doing this for a very long time. But man, we learned so much new stuff this year. And so that's the biggest lesson for me is you cannot know enough about your target customer. If you think you know them, always look to improve that knowledge. Don't get stagnant in wanting to learn. The next lesson that we learned, and I love this, and I'm going to seed this right now for a prediction for 2021 as well, which I'll talk more about here in a few minutes. But the biggest lesson I learned here is that people in the online space are craving personal connection. So for example, in the Optimize CEO Facebook group community, when we launched that group, when you join the group, you're assigned a Team Mulready personal assistant who is your personal resource in the group. When we do live training series in there, all that stuff, you have a Team Mulready personal assistant that you can ask questions to, that you can get resources from, et cetera. They are there to be of help to you. It's personal connection. This is not a bot or anything like that, even though I love bots, but people are craving personal connection. I heard from so many people this year that when we introduced this into the Optimize CEO Facebook group community, that people loved the opportunity to actually talk to somebody, that they were saying this is such a welcome difference in the online space, that so often it's just, you know, they don't hear from anybody, or it's just, everything's just automated. I'm gonna talk more about that here in a few minutes as well. And so people are craving that personal connection. And so that's something that worked really, really well for us, and that we're really doubling down in 2021 on that whole personal connection for our audience, for our students. The next lesson, segment, okay? This is nothing new, but this has just been a huge lesson for us. For too long, I have been making the huge mistake that of having one conversation with my entire email list. I'm all about having the right conversation with the right person for where they are at in their business. Because depending on where they're at in their business, that's going to be a different conversation. If somebody's just starting out and, you know, they have an offer, but they're having a hard time getting traction with it, that's a very different conversation with the person than who's making $200,000 a year and who's working too much. Now they need to optimize their team or something like that. And so segmentation is absolutely key. And we need to do a way better job of that. And we've already started that. It's one reason why I'm just asking you and encouraging people to take my online business personality quiz, because that allows us to not only help you with very personalized help in breaking through your blind spots and regaining that momentum in your business, but it also allows me to segment where you are at in your business so that I can specifically help you for where you're at. Okay, so if you're not segmenting in your business, you've got to start segmenting so that you can have the right conversation with the right person for where they are at in their journey, whatever it is, whatever niche that you're in. Okay, if you're in the gardening niche, somebody might be interested in building a home garden. Somebody might be interested in like just growing herbs or something like that. That's a different conversation. Okay, speaking of email list, quality of your email list is critical. I lost my ego a long time ago when it came to the size of my list. I have a very small email list compared to other businesses out there. I have probably the smallest email list out of any of my, you know, very successful colleague friends. I have a very small email list, but it's more about quality than quantity. And I currently have a problem, or I'm going to look at it as an opportunity. I do look at it as an opportunity, is because over the years, I've served online course creators, I've served local businesses, ad managers, people who, you know, have, you know, e-commerce businesses, that sort of thing. And I still have a whole bunch of just a different mix of people on my email list. And so we are trying to clean out the email list so that we can only be focusing on serving who we serve in our business. Online course creators, maybe you've got a membership or you're an online coach. This is who we serve. Now, with that said, can an ad manager benefit from what we teach? I mean, yeah, of course. Can a local business benefit from it? Absolutely, right? But this, it's about quality over quantity, especially when it comes to two different things. Number one, your open rate, right? From your emails, your open, your click rates in your emails. So making sure that you are sending the, you have the right people on your list, just like I mentioned before, segmentation, and then serving them and providing content to them and value for what is most helpful to them. Second thing is this greatly affects your custom audience, your email custom audience in Facebook. So for example, my email list uploading into Facebook as a custom audience has not performed very well for a long time now. And thus, when we create a lookalike audience from my email list, it's not a great lookalike because it's not a great base audience, right? Like I mentioned, the quality of the email list, which is the base audience here in this case, is not great. So I'm, you know, creating a lookalike audience from a not so great custom audience. So it's kind of like garbage in, garbage out, right? I'm not saying my email list is garbage. I'm not saying that, but you get my point here. And so one thing that we've done, and I'm going to do a whole other episode probably in January, but we've created a brand new ads account in Business Manager. We've created a brand new ads account and we have a brand new pixel. And so for the pixel that we've been in, the ad account that we've been using for 8 years now, I still have it, right? We still use it, but I've created another whole brand new ads account with a brand new pixel. And we're now running, we're trying to get as much data, quality data of who we want to reach on this new pixel. So we're kind of like starting fresh with this new pixel. And it's something I've never done before. And I've heard about it for a while now. And I talked to some people that have done it before with really good results. I've also heard mixed results because there's no history on the account, but we have done that. Literally, as I'm recording this, we are 2 days in. And the results so far are really encouraging. So I'll share more. I'll do a whole episode about this, probably a quick tip in maybe in January or something like that to give you an update on that. But quality over quantity, my friend. And then the last lesson that I've learned is hiring is still very much one of the biggest opportunities for growth for me. Absolutely. And this is really for, I mean, there aren't too many entrepreneurs that I talk to that this isn't a huge pain in the butt for them. It's a big opportunity for growth, right? And so for me this year, some people who were just the wrong people to have on my team left the business this year. I did some terrible hires this year. just the team early part of the year was a debacle, right? But then you learn from it and you continue to make improvements. Now, on the flip side of that, I've also worked with some of the best people that I've ever worked with in my business over 7 years now. Like my copywriter, Brittany McBean, for example, is one of those people. She was recently on the podcast here, second highest downloaded episode that I've ever done on the podcast. If you've not yet checked it out, definitely make sure that you listen to the Brittany McBean episode. So, on the flip side of just cleaning out and things that did not work in the early part of the year, latter part of the year, my team has never been stronger. And so I continue to learn from every experience when it comes to my team and do more of what's working and less of what has not worked, right? That's what this is all about. You cannot, if things are not working on your team, you cannot get discouraged and say, well, I'm just not going to hire anybody, right? You've got to learn from what didn't work, learn from what does work and is working, and use that to keep moving forward. Okay, I'm going to be doing more episodes about hiring because it is a massive topic of questions and stuff like that for my students. Okay, all right. Now, let's shift into the predictions for 2021. I'm using air quotes around predictions because, again, I have no idea what's going to happen next year. This is just really where I see things going. But again, as we saw from this year, the only thing that was predictable this year was the unpredictability of everything. So yeah, I'm going to start off with the overall online business predictions that I have and then shift into ads predictions that I have for Facebook and Instagram ads. Okay. The first prediction, and this is one that I feel very strongly about. I do not see this, like I feel very strongly about this one, and it's genuine connection with your audience and your customers. Okay. I first heard the term scalable intimacy like 3 years ago in a mastermind that I was in. A friend of mine who was in the group got up and did a presentation on this, and I was just like, that's really brilliant. And just the way that they were talking about it, this whole concept of scalable intimacy, meaning how can you have greater personalized connection with your audience, with your customers at scale? Okay. And so I think having as much personal touch as possible in your, you know, in your premium priced online courses and memberships. I'm not necessarily talking about like, you know, your $27 offer or something like that, right? And so if you're selling your, you know, your online course, your membership or whatever, I really think that this whole level of personal touch and personalization and allowing people to feel valued, right? The genuine connection and the transparency and the authenticity is what's really going to separate people in 2021. And for those of you who are going to be doing this, this is going to help you grow more quickly in 2021. And it allows you to think about your business in a different way, right? So what kind of resources do you need in your business to be able to provide this level of service and care for your audience and your students? In addition, giving people the opportunity to actually talk to somebody when considering enrolling in your course, your membership, or your coaching program is also going to set you apart, right? And I'm not necessarily talking about being able to email you and ask a question, right? I'm talking about having somebody be able to get on, you know, whatever, Facebook Messenger with somebody on your team, or get on a Zoom call, or have a messenger converse, like a video conversation. Giving people the opportunity to actually talk to somebody to answer their questions, that is going to set you apart, right? Listen, I love automation as much as anybody. I love it. But 2020, right, has been a year like nothing we've ever seen. And so the more, as we get into 2021 and throughout 2021, the more that we can balance empathy for people, an actual connection and personal service with automation, I think that is going to be a winning combination for your business. Okay. And this also relates to launching, right? So when you're launching, how can you provide a high touch experience for the people who are registered for your launch? You know, for example, when I offered my free live mini series training, where I teach my optimized launch method, which by the way is hands down, it is the easiest and most effective way to launch. I first did it in March of 2017 and just been perfecting it and refining it ever since. And so I do a live mini series training where I teach the optimized launch method, where you walk away with the entire launch method. You can just go do it yourself. And the cool thing is about this launch method, by the way, is like you don't need anything extra. You don't need an additional person on your team. Like if you wanted to, just grab your phone and you can start and you do it. Now we did this in November. We're going to do again in early 2021 here. But when people registered, and in the Facebook group, again, we have Team Mulready personal assistants in the Facebook group. So when you register and you come in the group, you have somebody on my team right there to answer questions. Make sure you have the workbook. Make sure that you caught whatever I was teaching, etc. Having that personal connection, the authenticity, the transparency, the genuineness, this is going to be critical. And I think really the foundation of growing businesses in 2021. Hey, my friend, wanted to jump in here really quick and invite you into my new Optimized CEO Facebook group community. This is a free Facebook group community. This is exclusively for online course creators. Maybe you have a membership program or you're an online coach and you have a coaching program and you want to optimize your business towards 6 or 7 figures. If that's you, you need to be in the Optimized CEO Facebook group community. We do trainings in there. I'm in there answering questions, and it's just an amazing community of people helping each other, just like you. So if you want to join, rickmulready.com/group. rickmulready.com/group. Join us inside the Optimize CEO Facebook group community. All right, let's get back to the show. The next thing I really think about for 2021 is just, again, this is the whole authenticity and transparency and just being genuine in what you're doing. Be upfront with people. Be upfront with your audience when you're talking about urgency or scarcity or whether something is live or recorded, etc. People in the online space, we are all very smart. We can see right through the BS. And so when you are actually authentic about whether something is live or when there's a deadline, make sure it's actually real, right? Don't tell people, you know, that sort of, just be authentic about all of this. People, again, people are looking for the authenticity and the transparency and the genuineness and the empathy as we move along here in the online business space. So think about that as you make your offers in your business. The next prediction for 2021 is becoming obsessive about making customer service and every experience with your business a top priority, right? Whether it's your audience, whether they're however they're interacting with your business, or whether it's your customers, okay? They're all very smart, right? And so they want things now. Now, I'm not saying you have to like drop everything, but like this is an easy way to stand out. Having top-notch customer service, having top-notch experience with your business. Again, whether it's a podcast that you do or your YouTube channel or on your website with your ads that you're doing, whether it's once people join your course or whatever, making it just the most amazing experience ever because people are going to talk and now people are expecting that. Okay, so become obsessive about having this just be best in class across the board. That's what's going to separate you from other businesses in 2021. The next thing, prediction, right? And I'm saying this right now, and I am not doing it yet because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't get it yet. I have to learn. I got to learn. I got to do it quickly. And that is Reels on Instagram, okay? But overall, short form video. And it's so funny that there's so much talk about short form video. I mean, we've been talking about this for 2 years now, right? And the amount of video and the focus on video is only going to get bigger and more important in 2021, okay? So like Reels on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook video ads, you know, Reels, for example, are getting massive reach on Instagram, while Instagram stories and the newsfeed posts they're trending a little bit more downward as far as their reach goes. And so in 2021, how can you create a content strategy that includes short form video, where your ideal customers are spending their time? That includes Facebook video ads, okay? So short form video, and again, this is all about testing different lengths of video and stuff like that, but you've got to be including video in your marketing strategy, not just Facebook video ads. I'm talking about on Instagram, you know, Facebook stories and so on. Okay. And then along those lines, and I'm going to talk more about this here with the ads coming up here in just a second, is you've got to be creating content for the mobile experience. I mean, we've been talking about this forever as well. No different here. We've got to be creating mobile experience content. Okay. Facebook Mobile Studio is something that Facebook now has available. And it's they say, welcome to Facebook Mobile Studio, your home for learning how to make great mobile ads right from your phone. We provide easy to follow video guides, a downloadable planning brief, and creative app recommendations to get you started. So I'll link this up in the show notes for you where you can go check it out. But it's a really cool site. But again, you've got to be creating mobile first content. Short form video content is only going to become more important as we go into 2021. Okay. All right. I want to finish out this episode talking about ads and where I see ads heading in 2021. And I'm kind of laughing because it is going to be really interesting to watch what happens with ads. First and foremost, I'm going to say it again. You have got to do the work when it comes to knowing your audience. At this point, there is just no reason that you are not doing the research, knowing as much as you possibly can about your target audience so that you can leverage that in your messaging, in your copy, in your offers, etc. So you've got to do the work. The people that do the work with their ads are going to be continuing to win in 2021. So I've said that and I'm going to continue to say it on the podcast here. You've got to be doing the work. Okay. The second thing that's going to be really important, really interesting to watch what happens is streamlining Facebook, looking to streamline the experience between Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. And I say it's going to be really interesting because Facebook has already started, been working on doing that. But then also, you know, the government came out and had the attorneys general from a whole bunch of states and stuff like that sue Facebook over, you know, wanting to break up and sell, you know, divest themselves of Instagram and WhatsApp and so on. So it's going to be really interesting to watch what happens. I think as advertisers, it doesn't really, if that were to ever happen, I think it really doesn't affect us from other than maybe like how we set ads up. But, you know, it's just going to be really interesting to watch because Facebook has already done a lot in streamlining the experience between their four properties here like this. The next ad prediction. And again, nothing new here, my friend, but you've got to be testing different types of ads, meaning the ad formats, GIFs, images, not G-I-F-T-S, G-I-F-S, GIFs or GIFs, as some people say, images, moving images, video, short form video, like I just talked about, etc. You got to be testing all the different formats, carousel ads, right? With your ads, you've got to find what works best. And you got to be giving people a variety of different things to consume when it comes to your ads, okay? The next thing when it comes to ads, knowing your numbers in 2021 is non-negotiable. You've heard me talk ad nauseum here in the podcast about knowing your numbers. Well, it is non-negotiable. Knowing what your cost per lead is great, and you have to know that, obviously, but you also need to know things like what's your earnings per lead. So if you do a launch, for example, and you're running ads to get people to register, your earnings per lead is the total revenue from your launch divided by the number of registrants for your launch. That's your earnings per lead. Why is that important? Because if your cost per lead is 10 and your earnings per lead is 8, you are losing money. If your cost per lead is 10 and your earnings per lead is $50, boom, you're paying $10 for every lead and making $50 for every lead in that launch. So it's very important that you know that number. You also need to know what it costs you to acquire a customer, right? So how much are you spending on marketing versus how many customers did you get as a result? You got to know what your lifetime customer value is, okay? All of this is informing how much you can pay for a lead and still be profitable. Everybody always wants to know, well, what's a good cost per lead? Well, I can give you some generalities, some benchmarks, but what it really comes down to is how much money are you making per lead? Because generally the money isn't made in the front end of ads, especially for those of you guys who are running ads to a small product, for example. If you're running something to like, I don't know, $27 offer, which became very popular this year, just as an example, the money isn't made on that. It's made on the upsells. It's made on the back end, or it's made in, you know, when people consume whatever they just bought, and then they're like, holy cow, this is amazing. Can't believe how much they over-delivered. I'm going to join their coaching program or what have you. That's where the money's made. But you have to know your numbers along the way. Because again, when you know your numbers, it informs how much you can pay for a lead and still be profitable. So you've got to be tracking your numbers throughout your business, whether you're launching or not. If you're running, I don't know, video view ads during each day or something like that, you got to pay attention to all these numbers because that is what informs your lead cost. Okay. The next thing you've got to be, and this one right here, I'm talking about it from an ads perspective, but frankly, this needs to be an integral part of your business, as we saw so importantly here in 2020. You got to be mindful of the tone of your messaging, the timing of your messages, and be conscious of what you stand for, as a person and what your business stands for. Okay. And again, this is not just for ads. This should be an integral part, frankly, of your business. So being mindful of what you're doing in your business and what you're putting out there, the tone of your messaging, the timing, what you stand for, and being conscious of that and being consistent with that. Again, this all comes down to transparency as well, and showing up authentically and being empathetic to what's going on. So that one, that is a no-brainer for 2021. Okay. All right. The next thing, these are more kind of updates to Facebook ads. And it's also kind of a precursor of the changes that I think are going to continue to happen as the Facebook ads platform evolves. But I think with all this too, like, who knows what's going to happen with Facebook ads? Who knows what's going to happen with the platform from an advertising perspective? Now, analysts and so forth are saying that they're expecting like a, I think it was like a 27% advertising growth, revenue growth in 2021. We'll see, right? We'll see what happens. A lot of big brands vacated the platform. And at the time of recording this, they're still vacating it. And they're kind of waiting until the next year, 2021, to see what they do. And so as you may or may not know, there's a whole lot going on with privacy. And one thing that Facebook is doing, and there's rumor that it could come as early as January 2021, is that Facebook came out and is saying, we're going to be doing away with the 28-day attribution window. So the 28-day attribution window, you know, when you click on the performance dropdown in Ads Manager, at the bottom of that dropdown is your customized columns there. So then at the bottom of that box that pops up, there's the attribution window there at the bottom of that little window there. And so Facebook has come out and said that they're going to be doing away with the 28-day attribution window. Now you might be like, well, how does this affect me? Why do I care, Rick? And so this is what Facebook has said, okay? So Facebook has come out and said, upcoming digital privacy initiatives affecting multiple browsers will limit businesses' ability to measure people's interactions across domains and devices. Don't worry, I'll break this down for you in a second. Among those limitations is the ability for businesses to attribute conversion events back to an ad over longer attribution windows. What the heck does that mean, right? So let's take a little walk in history here. When I used to be back in the corporate world, like, what are we now? What year are we in? 13 years ago, 14 years ago, it was actually, no, this 20 years ago when I was back in the online advertising space for a long time, it was 30 days. Meaning if there was an action taken as a result of somebody either seeing the ad or clicking on an ad, well, that sale or whatever the action that they took, as long as it happened within a 30-day window, then that ad got credit for it, if you will. I'm oversimplifying it, but that's basically what it is. And so Facebook, and that's what they call an attribution window. Facebook has had a 28-day attribution window. I don't know why they went 28 days, but they have for a long time. Well, Facebook is doing away with that. And so when they say that upcoming digital privacy initiatives affecting multiple browsers will limit businesses' ability to measure people's interactions, basically, in 2022, Google Chrome browser, the intention right now is to eliminate third-party cookies in the next 2 years, i.e. Facebook Pixel. That's a type of cookie, for example. And so the whole cookieing, Chrome is intending to eliminate that. iOS, Apple's iOS, has introduced a lot of new privacy changes, etc. Okay. And so to put it another way, Facebook also came out and just kind of worded a little bit differently. Next year, 2021, we expect upcoming browser changes, web browser changes, may impact our tracking events across websites. As such, we anticipate that we'll have to shift to a 7-day default attribution window and no longer be able to provide a 28-day attribution in the coming months. Facebook was supposed to roll this out in October of this year, but a whole bunch of brands pushed back on it and said, whoa, we're not even ready for this yet. And so Facebook listened and pushed it back. However, word is that they could release this or do away with it, I should say, as early as next month in January. And so what does this mean for us? Well, Facebook is suggesting that we might notice fewer conversions being reported. But how much this actually affects us really comes down to how long your customer journey is. Meaning, when somebody's introduced to your business, they quote unquote meet your business, they see a video or they download a lead magnet or what have you, and then they actually become a paying customer. And you being able to attribute that within Facebook ads within a certain period of time. Okay. For most of you, I don't think this is going to affect you a whole lot. But what you can do to kind of see how thing, if you're using, you know, if you're setting up custom conversions and all that stuff, which you absolutely should be, is what you can do is you can go into where I just mentioned that customized columns in the performance dropdown, go down to that bottom corner on the right-hand side and go into the attribution windows, and you can compare windows, right? So you can check that box, and then you can check like the 7 days and 28 days and so forth. And so you can look at the results over that time period, and you can see what kind of results that you get beyond the 7 days, right? Because it sounds like we're going to have that 7 day attribution window. Now, don't confuse this with, this does not change the conversion window that you're optimizing for. What we're talking about the doing away with, that's just from a reporting perspective. The conversion window that you're optimizing for, you set that at the ad set level, right? At the bottom of the ad set level. And I recommend optimizing for the 7 day click and the 1 day view attribution. That doesn't change because we haven't been able to do 28 days or optimize for 28 days for a very long time on Facebook. So that part doesn't change. It's more of the reporting of it. So stay tuned here to the podcast for more updates as those come along. That just sounded like a stay tuned right here for more updates. Okay, the next big change. Facebook, cue the magic horns or whatever. But Facebook, my friend, has removed the 20% rule for images. They've officially removed the 20% rule for images, right? They removed it. They semi-removed it a while ago, where it used to be that if your image had longer than 20 or more than 20%, then it would just be declined, right? It wouldn't get approved. Then it would get approved, but then the algorithm would show it less, right? Now they have removed the rule altogether. Facebook is still coming out and making recommendations that the best performing ads are the ones that still keep within that 20% of text on the image. However, they've removed the restrictions. So test. As with everything, test, my friend. Game on. They removed it. You're welcome. I didn't do it, but that's good. It's good news. The final thing, right? This is, again, this is news and updates, but this is also predicting what you can expect in 2021 on Facebook. And Facebook has made changes to lookalike audiences. You no longer need to provide a location when you create your lookalike audience. So when you go into lookalike audiences and you create a new lookalike audience, you would say, all right, what's your base audience? What, you know, oh, my email list or what have you. And then you would select the country, and then you would select the percentage or whatever. Okay. Now, when you create one, you are creating the lookalike based on the location that you're targeting at the ad set level. So if I'm targeting the US and I want to run a lookalike audience, I create the lookalike audience, but then I use it when I'm targeting my ad set. Well, the lookalike is based on the country that I'm targeting. Okay. And so Facebook came out and said this change eliminates potential conflicts that could occur between your lookalike audience location and the ad set location if they differed. All right. Okay, cool. However, this does affect some things. Okay. So if you were actively using lookalikes in campaigns that are running right now, they're going to continue to run uninterrupted and unchanged. Okay. However, if you're creating a new campaign and it's going to be a new lookalike audience, Facebook is doing away with the location-based lookalike. Okay. You're not going to be able to use them in the campaigns. And what Facebook did is they said they're creating copies of the retired lookalikes and simply removing the locations so that you can use them in new campaigns. So for example, if you have a you know, a 1% lookalike of your email list for the US, it's just now going to say lookalike 1% email, okay, in your available audiences. And so then if you use that audience for your ad set targeting, and it's going to be, and you're running the US, for example, then you're going to be getting a lookalike of that for the US. If you're using multiple countries, the assumption here is that your lookalike is going to reflect the lookalike of your email list, for example, for these countries that you're targeting. But it's, so now it's based on the audience or the location, I should say, that you're targeting at the ad set level. It's a fairly new update that Facebook has rolled out. So that is the end of my predictions, my friend. And so what does all this mean, especially on the ad side? Well, you've got to know the fundamentals. You got to know the foundation of how this all this stuff works in order to stay on top of when Facebook makes an update, it's easier to understand, right? Because if you're kind of going in, you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing here, then it's going to be really, really hard for you. But if you know the fundamentals, if you know the foundational stuff when it comes to your ads, and when they make an update like this to lookalikes, you know, you kind of roll with it. Remember, if we're going to play in their sandbox, we got to play by their rules. And Facebook is going to continue to make lots of changes as we head into 2021. Especially, there's a lot, as I mentioned earlier, on this whole privacy thing that we are going to need to adapt to. You know, like, how does this affect using the Facebook Pixel? Well, Facebook is introducing like an API that you can connect with, but that's pretty complicated, right? So I don't know what that's going to look like in 2021. But what I do know is that we just got to pay attention and watch as things roll out. It's another reason why you need to subscribe to the podcast here, so I can keep you updated and break all this stuff down for you in very easy to easy terms so that you can go and make these changes in your business. So that is all, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the lessons from my business and for 2020 and my predictions for the new year for 2021, both on the online business side and on the ad side. Regardless, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens and a whole lot of fun in the process. I appreciate you. Happy holidays, my friend. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here at the Art of Online Business podcast.